add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today, we're increasing our curb appeal with a fresh new approach to making an entrance. Heather from Therma-True Doors is sharing their gorgeous new glass designs and how Fypon molding wraps those doors all in style. The nation's favorite carpenter, This Old House's Norm Abram, is sharing news from their project site in Los Angeles. We're getting ready to open the door on this show, so come on in, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and it's all happening next on my Fix It Up Life. Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're gearing up for a good show today. Great show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said nay.
Nay.
Yeah, that's right.
And what does a horse say? What does a pig say?
We usually do this at the end of the show, but I'm kind of fired up. So I want to do it at the beginning of the show.
I think you're fired up, R-E-D fired up.
My face is R-E-D red.
Yes, it is.
And what we want to do is we want to open the show with our giveaway winner for the Aero Fastener prize pack.
We do. And can I read the winning entry?
Only if you must.
I must. Now here's the winning entry. My mom's woodworking business is still in the works. She has all of her talent perfected, but she's lacking a lot of important tools. She once had a great staple gun, but sadly it broke due to old age. Winning this for her would make her a very happy lady. And I'm psyched to say that was written by Stephanie, and she is from Hamilton, Ontario.
Ooh, Mike Holmes country.
Yes. Maybe she's a neighbor.
Maybe she knows him.
Well, and I also want to say that almost 14,000 people participated, Mark, in this contest for the Aero Fastener Tool Prize Pack.
Gotta say, we love it.
Yes.
We love and appreciate it and are trying our best at all times to max out these prizes.
Well, you know, it's the fans that are maxing them out because it was a really cool prize pack. I mean, there's staple guns, hammer tacker, all kinds of electric Brad nail gun. I mean, her mom is going to be tooled up big time. And I think we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yelling.
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
We're here with Norm Abram, and I said that he's the nation's favorite carpenter, but he's actually my second favorite, I have to say. My husband always comes first.
Good for you.
Okay.
That's
I just want to get that all clear.
Awfully nice.
Yeah.
And I can't say better carpenter.
Well,
no.
Favorite.
Favorite.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm comfortable with that. Yeah.
I get it.
But really, we told some people that, you know, people that we're going to talk to you today, and out of their minds that we would get a chance to talk with you, and just the amount of people that asked us to get your autograph, it's outrageous.
Actually, while you talk, could you just scroll on the back of this phone?
500 times.
Just 500 times.
Yeah. Do a little Bart Simpson. Yeah. I will not build Shaker furniture.
That's too good. So you're here at the International Builder Show, but you've been out in L.A. a lot lately.
Yeah, we started our second This Old House project for the season in L.A. back in August, actually. We tend to start those a little bit sooner than we have in the past because the projects are it's a good-sized project, number one. And number two, it's 10 episodes. In the old days, we'd do like 20 episodes in New England and 6 episodes, and then it became 18 and 8. But lately, we've devoted more time to our remote projects. And we didn't go out of the New England area last year, so we found this project in L.A. County. And Deb Hood, our producer, looked at several projects, 7 or 8 projects, brought them back, laid them out on the table, and I was immediately drawn to the one that we finally decided to go to. It's in Silver Lake. It's up above L.A. in the hills. It's the most historic houses in L.A. County, and it's where all the big movie studios are. And they actually work in animation, so we got a little inside track to one of the movie studios.
Cool.
But the house,
that is so cool.
The house is really cool.
Yeah.
It's a 1933 Spanish colonial revival, and it's only like 1,200 square feet, and it basically hasn't been touched since it was built.
You're kidding.
How is that possible?
Well, they still had the California cooler. You know what a California cooler is?
I do not. Do you, darling?
I might, but you're going to have to tell me.
It's sort of like in England and in New England, you might call it a larder. It's a place you keep your food. And basically, it's a closet with slotted shelves, and it brings air through the bottom of the house and takes it out through the roof, and it actually keeps a nice constant cool temperature so you can keep your produce and some of the vegetables you might have.
Yeah.
That was still there. They're using it as a liquor cabinet now.
Oh.
You want to keep your liquor fresh.
But the cabinet, it was so small that they had an adjacent room with the refrigerator and the dishwasher, and the kitchen had so little room, whoever created this kitchen made these pull-out extensions for the counters so you'd have a place to put things down. The bathroom was original, and it was bigger than the kitchen, which was odd.
What? Really?
It was bigger than it had a big walk-in shower and the
wow.
Okay. Sure, sure. That good design.
That's uncommon.
That is that in your next book?
That was like, don't build your shower bigger than your kitchen, or vice versa. But it was, you know, it was nice that it was untouched. I always like going into how structurally it seemed pretty sound, considering all the earthquakes they have, and that we're 2 miles from a fault.
Oh,
block house, stick frame.
It's a stick frame, stuccoed on the exterior, clay tile roof.
Yeah.
A lot of Moorish influence in it. The openings in the doors come up and arch and then come to a point.
Right.
So you have that look. Beautiful floors. The original floors in the house are beautiful. Cove ceilings. You know, a few cracks here and there, but they just needed room. Their family's growing.
Right.
And so the job is add on, go up in the backside, and do a huge seismic retrofit.
Wow, a seismic retrofit. Right. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, well, this is our fourth project in California.
Okay.
And the second Santa Barbara project that we did, we got into it there a little bit. On this one, I think we're getting into it a little bit more, even to the point where we went up to a test lab where they have what they call a shake table.
A shake table. I've seen that on the Science Channel.
Yeah. There's like 4 of them in the country, and we got to see it happen. You'll see it on the show.
Yeah.
It's not quite as dramatic as we had hoped. And it only lasted about 15 seconds, so you're trying to like, okay, did we get it?
You can't blink for that.
So that episode of This Old House is boring?
No, it's not boring. But,
you can't blink during that. You can't go to the bathroom. You missed that 15 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
But we did it. There was 2 tests that we showed, and we had a lot of discussion about the fasteners and so forth. And we learned a lot. I've learned a lot even from before about what the approach is, because our house is in 1966, a fault was found 2 miles away, as I said, and it puts our house in a category E, which is one from the top.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So when you build a new frame, new construction, you've got metal hold downs, you've got shear panel, you got all that other stuff. What happens to the existing structure? Was it open enough to retrofit those things in?
Yeah, we could get into some areas where we had to, put additional bolting to the foundation, build shear walls, which will, in the new section, which will actually strengthen a lot of the old section. So you can accomplish that basically we took the whole back half of the house and pretty much took all the walls down and then had to do a huge retrofit in the basement. New beams, We had some great dramatic.
What were the beams that were there?
Well, they had, I mean, I'm sure you've seen this. It's like a couple 2x8s on a 4x4 just nailed together.
Yes.
And then someone came along, and their seismic retrofit was a little flimsy T-brace that they, now we're putting bolts that are this long and hold downs and rods and, you know, the whole
deal. Now, what is the family's reaction to that? Are they like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe we've been living in this house with that kind of construction? And that, or they just thank God you're here?
Well, they've lived there a long time, and let's face it, the house has been there since 1933, and mm-hmm. it's gone through a lot of minor earthquakes, which is very, you know, normal in California. I think for them, what they feel now is, I mean, they have a young girl, and they're expecting another child by the time we finish this project, and it's just going to make the house safer for their family. I mean, it's not about saving the house. And I think people misunderstand that. Seismic retrofitting is not about saving the house. It's about protecting the occupants.
Right.
Well, I would be nervous knowing that my family's been in this house for all this time and that the house wasn't as safe as it could be.
Yeah. I'm sure if they...
I'd be saying, thank God that we're all okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. You know, when we go to our friends' houses and they were working on a project and they want to show off, look at this, you know, whatever I did. And, you know, sometimes Mark encounters, you know, people will hang their crown molding upside down. And he has to, you know.
I got to go to my quiet place.
Now, do you ever
You're
have
just
that?
Like me.
I want to know what your reaction is.
I'll give you an example. Several years ago, we were up at our best friend's home, camp, up on a lake in New Hampshire. And every 4th of July, there's a huge party. So they brought us to this place called The Church. It's this huge house. And my first reaction was, looking at it, nothing really special about this. So... Of course, they bring me in, and the owner is like, he's all proud, and he's taking me through every single room, and I'm not saying a word. I walk out of the house, and my wife says to me, she goes, you didn't say anything. You didn't say very much. I said, if you got nothing good to say, you don't say anything at all.
Oh, no. That's my. Exactly what happens to me, too.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow, that crown is right up by the ceiling. Sure is.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So now when you travel to wherever the out-of-town stuff is, what do you bring with you as far as tools go, like your tool pouch and things of that nature?
It depends. I mean, the project is quite far away. I'm not doing as many trips to this one, so I'm playing more of a hosting role here and the special locations, like going to the seismic thing, going to the cabinet maker's shop. And I did work with him a little bit. They made a special panel for the refrigerator wall. And... You know, there's not a lot of time there. We got a lot of other people. We got a great general contractor, and he's sort of an in-house design build group. So he's got, you know, his own plasterers, his own electricians. And so I've been doing a lot of interviews with them. There's just not enough time these days on those projects, like in the past, for me to actually build some kind of piece for the actual homeowners. It's unfortunate, but... You know, that's just the way it's turned out.
That's just the way the time goes.
Yeah, it's a time issue.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, I was watching something, and I might have this wrong, but it was the Auburndale house. Mm-hmm. You and Kevin and Tom tore down what I think was a sleeping porch.
Yeah, there was an old porch off the back.
On the back of it, and there was a lot of, I would call this question, if I had to give it a title, the dangers of DIY. Yeah. Or the dangers of not pulling permits. Because when you pulled it down, it was rotten to the point of bark mulch and stuff like that. And I guess what I'm asking is, could you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, well, it was added onto the house. It wasn't original, and it was under structure to start out with. And it had flimsy windows, and it just had to go. And so, you know, we picked it apart to a certain point. And demolition is like, you just reverse construction. The rule always is you don't start at the bottom and go up. You start at the top and work your way down. So we picked away at it, and then we got to the point where we just had the first floor there, and we said, there's got to be an easier way to take this thing down because these columns are so flimsy. So we basically, that was kind of a dramatic moment at the end of the show where we just we set it up so that we could knock out all the columns and the whole thing would just come down as to close the show.
Wow.
And, well, to close the show and to close the segment.
There you go.
It just
this
starts getting good. And we're out of time. We're out of time, so we'll see you with more from the International Builder Show next on my Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, inside the International Builder Show, where I finally calmed my wife down.
Oh, calmed me down?
Amped up.
I am amped up.
About the acrylic block windows we were talking about.
I am. I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
So, but now we're at a more moderate level.
Well, you know, we can't be too moderate because, well, you know, the person that's sitting next to you is from an extreme magazine.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're with
So you got to get, you know, amped back up. We got to get Norm's coffee over here.
I swear to you, that was venti something or other and that stuff.
I heart him for drinking, like, the ginormous coffee, too. It makes me feel better about my coffee intake.
We're with Jeff Gilligan.
He's always cutting something. He's always doing those intricate designs and everything, and he's pounding the coffees.
He had it today. I don't know if he does it every day of his life.
I don't know.
Can we please talk to Chad Gilligan
from the Chad.
How To Magazine?
Hi, Teresa.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to see you, because the last time we saw you was at the remodeling show in Baltimore.
Yep.
So we have a show relationship, I guess.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys here, and I've seen you at other shows before, and I'm looking forward to the next few days here in Orlando at the Builder Show.
Now, have you had time to walk the floor and actually see anything?
A little bit, not much. I got in late last night and been here this morning, did the media breakfast here at the Thermatru booth. and haven't had a lot of opportunity to get around and see a lot of different things at the show yet.
Well, thanks for joining us. That offers us nothing. Okay. Teresa, talk about the windows again.
No, I'm not talking about the windows again. But I was excited. I just saw the barn door article that we did for our kitchen.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I saw that in the magazine. It's always nice to get a copy of Extreme How to open it up and see my handsome husband.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it for the photos.
She reads she reads it for the photos.
I do. Yeah. I do.
That article has been very well received, as was the article Mark did previously in the October issue, where he was featured on our cover.
The cover model.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that. Matt Weber, our editor, is actually on our cover for the March issue, which is at the printer now and comes off press next week. So we're excited about that. He did a feature article actually on a R&R retrofit and remodel of his entryway to his home, which featured a Therma-True door replacement, and then used the Fipon trim package with that.
Okay, I just want to say that we had no idea. We had no idea. We're actually in the Therma-True Fipon booth, and he actually just did that on his own house.
He did.
And wow.
It's a terrific article. We've got, we talk about it on the Fipon blog, which is affiliated with our site and their site. You can go see some photos there, and also videos up on our YouTube page. And goes in detail about the step-by-step process that he used for that project. And it was an amazing transformation of his entryway. I wish Matt was here with us today, but Matt and his wife, Shanna, are proud new parents of their first child.
All right.
Baby boy, Hudson Quince Weber. So we want to welcome him into the world.
Aww.
Awesome.
Yeah. Little boy.
Awesome.
Matt says it's the most important home improvement project he's done to date. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a real editor's letter in the next issue. Talks about it. It's fantastic.
So. Oh, congratulations to him.
That's nice. And I like we like being part of Extreme How To, but I like being part of a magazine where the editors do the work that they write about. They're experts in the field themselves, or at least their hands are dirty.
That's right.
And that means a lot to the readers, I think.
Right, and that's why we appreciate you guys and the opportunity to work with Mark and Teresa, because you guys get out there and do it as well and get your hands dirty and you know what you're talking about, and always have great content coming from you guys with photos and step-by-step, and that's what the readers want to see, so it's great.
Cool. We've got a couple of things in the pipeline for you. I don't know what is next for you.
I don't know either.
I do know. It is, I talked with Matt about this earlier last week. When we did our kitchen remodel, we found our mudroom floor, the floor framing, had turned to landscape material.
It was bark mold, basically.
It was just rotten. So we reframed it, and that's the next thing we've got brewing for you guys.
Okay.
Is a breakdown on how to fix that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just some principle stuff.
And we did a lot of that on, Thanksgiving morning. While our parents were waiting for us with the kids for us to go and have Thanksgiving dinner, while we were out there in the back in the mudroom, hanging joists for the new floor for
yeah, and taking photos of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For an article that I didn't know we were going to write.
And were you baking a turkey at the same time?
No. Well, our kitchen was completely torn apart. Yeah. We were in the middle of the renovation, so we were all going out to eat. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Our parents were there.
Literally, it's over a crawl space. We were taking rocks out, throwing them in the kitchen. It was a room that had nothing in it.
Yes.
So you know when you have rocks in your kitchen, you got a long way to go.
Yeah. So we ate out, and I think we're making that a new Thanksgiving tradition
The place was great. We went back there this year, and I thought, I don't know. I feel like I ate more last year. I got more out of it. Tree said, yeah, that's because we framed a floor before we
before
went
we
in
came,
here.
Yeah. So that really helps with your Thanksgiving appetite.
Yeah,
your
it really
extreme
does.
Thanksgiving appetite.
Well, that can always be remembered as the Thanksgiving Day project.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So is there anything going on at the magazine that you want to share with us?
Well, I do want to let everybody know that we are revamping our website. Process is underway, and so look for a new and improved website, extremehowto.com. launch date. I would say probably May or June of this year.
Cool. That's all one word, right? No hyphens or anything in there?
Right, streamhow2.com.
And they're on Twitter, too.
Yeah, on Twitter. You can find us there at extremehow_2. And we're constantly tweeting with you guys and retweeting each other's stuff, so that's great. Our digital version of our magazine is always great. You know, great way to read the magazine if you're on the go. We get about 20,000 views a week on mobile phones.
Really?
Our digital magazine.
Just on phones.
Amazing.
Yes.
Just on phones, 20,000 a week.
Androids and iPhones.
I'm going to have to get one of these phones.
Yeah, I just got the Droid.
I have two cans tied together
on
a string. That's where I am for technology.
Mark keeps saying that he wants to go back to just having a phone that just dials. Just to have it all simple in life.
Yeah, I got a smartphone that was stupid, didn't work, and it
was just incompatible with you.
Oh yeah, I'm cured of a touchscreen.
But I think we need to get him a rugged phone. So if you know anything about rugged phones, because he is notorious for leaving it out in the rain, for dropping it, for doing all kinds of stuff to it, and it's just we need something that's going to take a beating.
And if you could get one with a rotary dial.
Yeah.
So that I could just dial.
The ear cup, too. The old-fashioned. Yeah.
You know, the Penn State football coach, Joe Paterno, says he still uses a rotary dial phone.
Does he really?
Yeah. He says it gives him time to think about what he's going to say before the, you know. He still has a rotary dial phone in his office.
That's a good technique, too, because everything is so fast that, you know, you got to take a pause and think about what you're going to be doing.
Well, here's another office organization one for you, since you're honcho at Extreme How To.
Honcho?
Honcho.
You have a title change right now to honcho.
I like that. Okay. I think I might go with that in the masthead.
Yeah, forget publisher, go with honcho. Yeah. There you go, honcho. Some executive, it was Donald Rumsfeld. Somebody told me this story about him. He had a desk in his office and a chair that he sat in, but no other chairs. So whoever came in couldn't linger. You had to go and stand there in front of him. And you couldn't, you know, sit down and sort of say, did you see the game last night? Yeah. There's none of that. So that people would just file in and stand there like they're 12 years old. You know, national security. Then we need some missiles and stuff.
Is that like the negotiation set, too? Was it 30 Rock?
Did you see that one?
I have not seen that.
Oh, my goodness. He has so that the person sits really low, you know, who sits across from the desk. So you look like a little, you know.
The Alec Baldwin character sitting up this big, giant chair, and the other people have to sit in these just low slung. And they fall into
like toddler chairs or something.
They don't know.
Yeah. That's another good way of doing it, too.
He calls it his negotiation set. We'll use that next time we negotiate for an article.
Yeah. I'll get with you on a good phone. We'll talk about that later.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, we have to say thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
For sharing your honcho knowledge with us of Extreme
Honcho
How To.
Honcho Chad from Extreme How To.
Right.
Yeah.
That's me.
That might be slightly insulting.
I don't think so.
I'm digging a hole here that's not good.
Totally take that as a compliment.
Well, we'll take photos of it and deliver it for an article for you. How we dug that hole, too.
And we did dig that hole.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Attention, business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. Like free stuff?
We do too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Time goes by. You're back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're in the International Builder Show. I'm losing my voice.
That's good.
Yeah, that must mean I'm doing my job.
It must mean you're doing your job, dear, but it also is good for me because maybe, I don't know, I'll get a word in.
Maybe, you could, maybe you could get an edge in word-wise.
I'll get an edge in word-wise.
That's my joke. I made that up.
Yeah, you did. I don't really think so.
You think maybe our guest here at the ThermaTrue Five-Pond booth could get a word in edgewise?
I think she can.
No talking.
But because she fed us this morning. We had coffee, we had yogurt, we had fruit, all the healthy stuff, too.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You did, too. You guys were well energized for this day you had the IBS show.
I'm energized, but Mark usually needs, like, a side of beef for breakfast.
I actually understand that. I'm a red meat girl myself.
We're so glad, Heather, that you're joining us to talk about all the new things that are going on at ThermaTrue. You were talking about this morning when you did your presentation.
Which was very good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're an excellent public speaker.
Well, thanks. Yeah. You get lots of practice.
and everyone at My Fix It Up Life, we've all been sort of picking out which doors we want to have at our house.
I like that.
We've been
that.
Shopping all morning.
We can make sure we can help you buy those doors, too.
We have been shopping, and it's sort of the theater of the mind here. This is all about entrances and molding, mostly, in this booth. There are some other things going on with the Fipon molding, but it's just doors everywhere. It's like a little city of doors.
Well, and the thing that really struck me to learn is that the Classic Craft, there's 100 different combinations. Is that what you said this morning?
That's really just with our Classic Craft canvas collection, and that's really when you just talk about a three-foot opening.
That's just a three-foot opening.
That's just one of the 100 options for that one.
For that one single door opening. When you talk about offering in a French application or with side lights, that goes into the thousands of combinations that we can make from those five basic door styles.
Now, the thing that really excites me, too, is the operable side lights.
Like, I love it.
am out of my mind about that.
I shouldn't use this metaphor, considering we're in a door booth, but I'm floored.
Yes. You're doored.
Yeah, see, that doesn't go.
That's just, if we say it
that's
enough.
Brown socks and brown shoes, which is what I have.
If we say it
today.
Enough, maybe somebody would, you know.
It might catch on.
It's not catching on.
Maybe it'll be the year for the word of the year for 2011.
So anyway. Heather.
Yes.
What are ThermaTrue doors made out of?
They are all fiberglass. We really specialize, and we're actually the company that brought fiberglass doors to the market. And fiberglass is a great benefit when you talk about the fact that consumers are more and more interested in energy ratings today and Energy Star, and 94% of our fiberglass doors qualify for Energy Star.
Just out of the gate. You don't
just
have to do anything
gate.
To...
That's right. No special treatments. They're already qualified.
Fiberglass is stable.
That's right. Low maintenance.
Paintable.
That's right.
Durable.
That's right.
Well, this interview's over.
That's right. You got them all.
We got them all.
Well, you missed one of my favorite things is the glass. All the decorative glass options.
Oh, I don't believe in decoration.
You don't believe in decoration.
No.
Well, I do. I'm a girl, really so, yeah.
I know, me too. We need the shoes, so we need the decorations on our door, too,
shoes.
Right?
See, always comes back to shoes.
You never forget about the shoes.
I might actually...
You actually brought shoes into the conversation, actually.
I might actually leave.
You might not leave.
Can we talk about the glass packages? Because they're knockout. And there's all different kinds and textures and inlays and all kinds of stuff.
We've got multiple sizes of glass. We've got lots of different design options. Really something for every home. And really every personality is what I like to think about is the fact that consumers like to personalize their home. Homeowners want to make sure it's an expression of themselves. And we've got all the glass combinations to do that. It goes across all of our product lines. So all of our five product lines of doors have glass options that complement them very nicely. Whether you're talking about an ultra colonial home or going all the way to the other side and being very modern, we have design styles that fit them all.
Sweet.
I love that.
I'm digging it.
I'm trying to think in my mind what really we want for our house because we've got an American.
You're shopping.
I'm shopping.
You're not here.
I am here.
She's the one who invited us into this booth to do the show. And you know.
Which one would go with our American Forester?
That looks good over there. You know what? Heather and I will talk.
There are new glass styles that are out here at the show. Are those?
We have two new ones. We have Maple Park, which we launched, which is a Craftsman style glass. What's really great about that is we're seeing more and more people start to gravitate to liking that Craftsman styling, but they don't necessarily have a Craftsman home. And we really opened up that design style across multiple sizes so it can be used really anywhere. And then my favorite, the new Avonlea glass that we're launching this year is just beautiful. It's got this nice organic leaf pattern. It's very free-flowing and really fits naturally in any home style. It complements smooth doors, it complements grain doors, and it just really looks beautiful. When I look about really, you know, the amount of versatility that glass really brings, you can use it anywhere. So you can actually bring it into your home.
So I can use it in my home, too, she says.
That's right.
My home.
And she's the expert.
I rent an apartment down the street. That's where I live.
I know you guys are in the market for a new door. I've heard about this leaky wood door that you have.
Oh, an original door to our 100-year-old house, and it is... I kind of grown attached to it because it is the original door, but it just doesn't do the job anymore.
The rest of our house is nice. We've insulated and everything, and you walk over to the door, and it's winter there.
It is.
So it's just the way it is.
We're just going to have to say goodbye to it, unfortunately.
That's right. We've got a beautiful canvas door that I think you can slot in there pretty nicely.
Hey, we're getting offered a door.
A canvas door. Right. Yeah.
We're getting offered a deal.
Our new canvas
door. A new deal on a door.
But no door, and this is the trim carpenter in me coming out now, no door that I've ever installed is complete without a trim package, both inside and outside, that weaves it in to either the exterior cladding on the outside or the trim package on the inside. And obviously we're here with FIPON as well, and the door heads and trim packages you have set around these doors aren't just to dress the doors up. They're there for a reason.
That's right. I mean, I really think the great thing about FIPON joining the ThermaTrue brand portfolio is it really helps complement that whole statement. It really allows us to bring that design styling around the house on the exterior so you can combine what the door looks like and how you've accented the door and accent windows as well. It also allows you to bring all that design styling into the interior of your home as well. When your interior moldings and whether you want to be on your porch and add some column wraps or quick rail to the outside. Lots of ways to complement your home. And it really does help accent and really bring to life and make that door and that entryway pop.
It really does. And we've actually used FIPON on around our old door at home.
We did. In fact, I was talking with the president, I think, of ThermaTrue this morning trying to explain it to him. our house was built before the invention of the straight line. And we use Fipon PVC 1x to fabricate our own entrance, you know, because none of these are good enough for us, apparently.
Well, you know, you personalize it your own way, Mark.
Well, that's what you said. That's what you said. And that's how we did it. We had all this 1x, and we did some router work on it and stacked it in different ways and layers, and it worked out beautifully, and it's going to be there. Is for our lifetime.
It will, and it goes beautifully with the windows that we did. We have Fipon around our windows. We have Fipon everywhere. We even have it for our cat dish.
Yes, I love this cat dish, although he didn't bring me one.
I know. He showed up.
We built one out of cutoffs from a porch remodel we did with Fipon crown molding, which...
He surprised me with it, too.
Maybe we should do.
He was working on it in the shop.
Yeah. Maybe what we should do is post that on our website.
We should post a picture of this cat dish, because it is the fanciest cat dish I've ever seen.
Yeah, we only have fancy-faced cats, too. The big, fluffy kind.
Always serve gourmet dishes on that.
They eat filet mignon and stuff like that. The trim packages you have behind you, though, there are different choices and things of that. There are pilasters, there's fluted molding, there's all these different molding details. Are they multiple pieces, like multiple little pieces, or are they single piece?
Now, the great thing about the Fipon urethane products is they don't require buildup. They're all molded to be beautiful, straight out of the box and onto the home. And I think that's great, too, when you talk about, you mentioned earlier about lifetime. Those products are going to be there for the lifetime of your home, and that's what's really great about these. They're very low maintenance, so all not only being easy to install, but they last a very long time. You don't have to worry about the warping and the denting and the rotting that you get with wood. Fipon really lasts the lifetime of your home.
Now, where can someone find information about the new doors and the Fipon?
Just go to www.thermatrue.com.
Oh, I like that.
That's easy enough.
That's where I'm going after we leave the show to find my new door.
Now we're back to shopping. Why don't you guys go shoe shopping? I'll stay here and do the rest of the show.
We can walk around the booth a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna walk around the booth. I'm gonna narrow it down, and then I'm gonna go home and figure out what's the perfect door for our house.
Yeah, we have a great door designer on our website as well. So you can really play and upload your design of your home, and we can snap in some doors for you. You can really try them out.
Really helpful to people to be able to visualize what it would look like on your house, because, like I was just saying, you look around at all the doors, but then to actually see it on your home is such a huge help.
That's right, and it's really hard to imagine some of those things when you're talking about that kind of investment in your home.
And it's a big deal, too.
So now I have a challenge for you. I'm going to surprise you with this, because we have about 40 seconds left.
All right.
Wall-to-wall solutions is a sign I see behind you, something you mentioned this morning. Explain it, go.
All right. Wall-to-wall solutions is the fact that at Thermatrue, we think past the door. We want to make sure that the entire experience is valuable to the consumer, to the builder, but we're really making sure we solve their problems. So we want to make sure that we've nailed the performance and the beauty of all our products and solve it, whether it's the entry of your home or the interior. So solutions wall to wall.
And you nailed that explanation perfectly. We have to take a break.
We do have to take a break, darling.
See you with more from the Thermatrue Fipon booth from the International Builder Show next on My Fix It Up Live. Time goes by.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life. We're so glad that you are with us today because I'm sitting with my husband, and we're sort of on a builder show vacation right now.
Yeah, this is a vacation for us.
It is a vacation because we get to go and see all this new cool stuff at the International Builder Show, walk around, and I get to do my little shopping.
Yeah, house shopping.
And then we get to go back to the hotel, and I love the kids, but we get to go back to the hotel, and nobody needs me to make dinner. I don't need to pick up toys. I don't need to do anything. I can just go to bed and then get up in the morning, and there's no one crying, waking up, you know, early in the morning.
And I can echo that by saying my diet now doesn't consist of 98% American cheese.
That's true.
Which is what I eat.
Yes, because of our 2-year-old Jack.
Overflow from Jack.
Oh my goodness, that kid eats so much cheese. But it is a delight to be able to eat grown-up food and be around other grown-ups, and it is exciting to be here.
And see all this cool stuff and be joined by cool people, which is what we're joined by.
We are joined by a cool person right now.
Tom Rochefall. I hope I've pronounced that properly. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That might be the hardest
gold
part of my day.
Gold star for Mark.
Gold stars. Written it down right there.
Uh-huh. You get a food credit for lunch. You'll be able to eat lunch today, darling.
Quiet place.
More cheese.
I know.
More cheese.
You know, when you work with your wife, it's kind of tough. It makes, you know, your day a little, well, you just can't get rid of her, can you, honey?
You know what Tom does?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Tom's the VP of marketing and sales for U.S. Block Windows.
Yes.
Which we saw at the remodeling show.
Yes.
Which is why he's here.
We stopped in our tracks when we saw the booth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right behind the kitchen and bath showcase. And ironically, I didn't see it until we were several days into the show because I entered a different way. And I'd framed a wall between me and it. So
literally,
that was our demo.
So we were walking by the booth, and I said, you know what? That is a solution for our basement right there, I have to say.
We offer a lot of solutions.
Yes.
Can you just give, you know, the high points on what acrylic block windows are, what you offer?
Sure. Let me just go back one point. U.S. Block Windows and Highlight actually merged about a year ago, and we now go by the name of Highlight. That was the more recognized brand name, so U.S. Block assimilated the Highlight name, and we're running with the Highlight name, even though it's a U.S. Block Windows company.
Sure.
So, but basically what we do is we manufacture privacy windows. Our flagship products are acrylic block. We mimic the old-school glass block window.
Mm-hmm.
The sizzle behind the steak of our product is we offer privacy, natural lighting, and operability. And probably the biggest benefit of all of those is the operability. If people always know what a glass block window is, it's a 4040 window that sits in the wall and it does nothing in terms of operability. What we have done is we have kind of moved into the modern era with that style of window. It's still a privacy window, but we can now make them sliders and casements and awnings and single hungs and make them truly functional windows, while offering the homeowner the privacy that they got with the old school window.
That is amazing that it is an operable window.
It's it's something builders are starting to recognize a little bit more and more as houses are being downsized in the current economic conditions. You know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, homes were a lot bigger. There was a lot more, I don't want to say wasted space, but more optional space.
Sure.
Now, after the slowdown we've just experienced, everybody's downsizing the homes more. So you got zero lot lines, you've got closer lot spaces, and now the privacy issue becomes a little bit more important because your neighbor is right there.
And
not all the time do you want to see your neighbor or see them sunbathing on the deck.
In our case, people don't probably want to see us.
Nobody wants to see me. Our neighbors don't even want to talk to me. But we live in a 100-year-old development, I guess you could call it, 100-year-old town, and we have 10 feet between the houses.
Right.
And same thing. You don't want to come out of the shower.
Right.
And your neighbor's coming out of the shower. Oh, my God. But you still don't want to just – and we found this when we remodeled our bathroom. They had literally blocked up
the
windows.
Yes.
And it was a dungeon in there. So, anyway, it sounds – where I'm going with this is what you're saying makes total sense.
Yeah. The other nice part about our windows is the fact that you do get the privacy, but – and a lot of our windows go in the bathroom, so you don't need curtains or blinds or any type of window covering, which really takes a beating in a wet environment. So as you're talking about getting out of the bathtub, you can still get out of the bathtub, but you still have the natural light, but all the obscured view for your neighbors or anybody else trying to look in or you look out. So you get the light, you get the privacy, and you don't have to spend a lot of additional money on blinds or window treatments, which is another selling feature that we offer, is that you don't need to spend that added money on window treatments that take a beating in a wet environment.
Wow. I want to get back to our basement, though. Can we talk about that?
How about if we do that? Because I want to go in the basement, but not with your question.
Okay.
Because every basement has
Let's head down to the basement with Mark's question. I'll keep mine in my purse for later.
Well, yours is going to take about an hour.
All right.
So do you have time?
After the show.
Basement windows are another one, particularly egress windows, when they get larger.
Correct.
And can highlight windows be used in that application as well?
Yes, they are. One of the flexibilities that we offer is the fact because they are acrylic, we can custom make any shape, any size. Because it's a form of plastic, we can cut it and shape it and cap it and seal it so it becomes waterproof. We do manufacture a fair amount of egress windows for basements. Another key selling point, of our windows in the basement, especially for egress, is the fact that, right now, in most basements, you're looking at the inside of a window well, which is not real attractive. It's either metal or steel or rocks or weeds or whatever.
So, all of that.
All of the above.
Yeah.
You can look at, you know, the block, or we've got some decorative windows, which are basically glass. But, you know, we've also created a tagline with some of our windows that the window is the view. A play on the fact that if you don't want to look at something ugly or something you just don't want to see, you would rather look at the window. So the window becomes the view. And, you know, like you're talking about the neighbor or the inside of the window well, which isn't attractive.
They never are. Even if you do nice ones,
right.
They're still, you're looking at a wall.
So to answer your question, yes, egress windows are a big part of our business. We also make basement hopper windows, which give you, you know, the block look, the security, the lighting, and also the operability to let in fresh air if it's a nice day or you're painting or you just want fresh air. So we run the gamut.
Right on.
Now, the decorative options that you have, can you talk a little bit about those for the ladies?
Sure.
For the ladies.
Well, actually,
we also do a nightclub act.
This one's for the ladies.
I will tell you that the ladies probably impact our product line more than most, because the privacy option, whether it's block or the decorative glass, appeals to the lady of the house. I very unscientifically figure 95% of our sales are generated by the lady of the house, who says, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, it's less maintenance. There's no curtains. And I have my privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think most of our sales, and we do try to market towards the lady of the house. No offense.
No, hey, that's what it is. I know I'm not
she wants it, she's going to get it.
That is very true. I hope.
Well, Teresa, you have about 30 seconds to describe the basement application that you want to use this window in.
Well, I was excited.
Did you envision the window being used?
Well, in our basement, we want to divide our basement to one half is our shop, and the other half we want to actually make a living space. And I was thinking that if we could put, glass block inside
acrylic
or decorative.
Acrylic block, you mean?
Yes, acrylic block
yes.
In the middle of the room, then we could let the light come through, and it would make it be a much more pleasant experience. And then I saw the decorative that you have too, and then I got excited about those. So I don't know what I want to do, is acrylic block or do, you know, and then the operable thing too.
So
I'm so excited.
When we take a break,
okay,
we're gonna take Teresa's adrenaline level down.
I'm gonna have to go over to your booth here at the show, talk to you more about it. Thanks for joining us on My Fix It Up Life, where every week we love taking you on an insider's tour of home improvement, talking with the hottest celebrities
and the industry's most respected experts about new products, trends, and hot topics that you need to know to get your next project completed on time and on budget.
And we're sharing our tips and tricks to managing the chaos of home improvement projects while living inside your Fix It Up home.
So don't forget to ask us your questions at 888-710-5557
or online through info@myfixituplife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
And our how-to videos on YouTube and live stream.
So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life.
Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be the first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix it up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple lower view. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we